Over the past few days, Canadians were shocked and frankly disgusted by the behavior displayed by some people protesting in our nation's capital. Hate can never be the answer. I want to be very clear. We are not intimidated by those who hurl insults and abuse at small business workers and steal food from the homeless. We won't give in to those who fly racist flags. We won't cave to those who engage in vandalism or dishonor the memory of our veterans. Tous les Canadiens ont le droit d'exprimer leur opinion ou leur désaccord avec leur gouvernement, mais ils n'ont pas le droit de menacer ou de harceler leurs concitoyens ni de propager des messages de haine. There is no place in our country for threats, violence, or hatred. So to those responsible for this behavior, it needs to stop. To anyone who joined the convoy but is rightly uncomfortable with the symbols of hatred and division on display, join with your fellow Canadians. Be courageous and speak out. Do not stand for or with intolerance and hate. And to Canadians at home, watching in disgust and disbelief at this behavior, wondering how this could have happened in our nation's capital after everything we've been through, the behavior on display this weekend does not represent you. Hateful rhetoric, abuse towards their fellow citizens, there is always a right to protest peacefully that I and others will defend fully as part of this democracy. There is not a right to incite violence, perform acts of violence, or to spew hatred. And I think anyone who is part of this group who is disgusted by what their folks protesting alongside are doing needs to step up and take responsibility, condemn these actions, and look for other ways to express their displeasure. Aux expressions de haine et d'intolérance qu'on a vues parmi ces manifestants, je veux remercier